This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after the World Health Organization determined Wednesday that the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak is now a pandemic and warned that the worst is likely yet to come, U.S. President Trump announced new travel restrictions to help combat its spread.
These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom.
And major sporting events are also affected.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after calling off Wednesday night's Thunder-Jazz game just before tip-off. A person with knowledge of the situation has told the Associated Press that Jazz All-Star center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The NBA says the test result was reported shortly before the start of the game, and players were told to return to their locker rooms. About 30 minutes later, fans were told the game had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm Denny Kopp.
The Dow tumbles into a bear market as coronavirus fears intensify.
Another rocky day on Wall Street pulled the Dow Jones Industrial Average into a bear market. With a loss of more than 1,400 points Wednesday, the Dow is now 20% below its record high set last month. Wednesday was the index's second largest point drop, trailing only Monday's plunge of 2,013 points. The broader S&P 500 index is close behind, with Wednesday's loss of 140 points, leaving the S&P just 1 point away from its own bear market. The fall is on coronavirus outbreak worries and the impact to the worldwide economy. I'm Mike Gracia.
And this is VOA News. Two Americans and a coalition service member are dead and a dozen more wounded after a barrage of rockets slammed into a military base north of Baghdad. According to U.S. and Iraqi officials, the attack was carried out by militants operating a modified truck to launch the rockets at the camp. A U.S. official told VOA the truck managed to fire about 30 rockets, 18 of which hit the base. A U.S. Central Command spokesman, Captain Bill Urban, confirmed to VOA that two U.S. service members, along with another member of the U.S.-led coalition, were killed. Media reports said the third service member was from Britain. 12 more people, including both U.S. and coalition troops and a contractor, were injured. Despite some disappointing primary results on Tuesday, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he is not going anywhere, at least for now. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The Vermont senator says he's still in the race. At a news conference in Burlington, Vermont, Bernie Sanders acknowledged his deficit in the Democratic race.
Last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign.
But he says he's pressing ahead and is looking forward to debating Joe Biden this weekend. He struck a defiant tone, claiming to be winning the ideological debate and noting that he's getting a higher percentage of younger voters.
The younger generations of this country continue in very strong numbers to support our campaign.
Sanders has indeed been widely favored over Biden by voters under 30, but he hasn't delivered on a strategy of getting them to the polls in greater numbers. I'm Jennifer King.
The Taliban Wednesday rejected an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners, calling Kabul's move a violation of the accord the Taliban recently signed with the United States. The insurgent group is also bound to free from custody 1,000 detainees, mostly Afghan security forces, according to the deal. Hours earlier, President Ashraf Ghani ordered a phased release of imprisoned Taliban fighters starting Saturday. The decree called for freeing a batch of 1,500 Taliban prisoners, 100 a day, after receiving written guarantees from each of them that they will not return to the battlefield. Now, the remaining 3,500 prisoners will be released in groups of 500. This will occur every 2 weeks, after the commencement of direct talks between Taliban and Afghan government-appointed teams of negotiators. Again, the Taliban rejecting an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.